What a difference a week makes. A week ago today, the EOA Children's House in the Pat Walker Center for Children in Springdale was unusually quiet. A teacher in-service day meant very few children were there. Today, if you were to go on this Monday, dozens of children under the age of 6 are inside. The mission of the Children's House is to enhance the lives of children who have suffered from abuse and neglect. According to the Arkansas Department of Human Services, there were more than 980 substantiated cases of abuse and neglect of children age 18 and younger in Benton and Washington counties in 2013. Children's House concentrates on some of the youngest, from 18 months old to 5 years old. Megan Cuddy, the Director of Advancement for Children's House, says the idea is to get these kids the services they need.
So that when they go to kindergarten, they're at the same level as their peers. Studies have shown that there's about an 18-month delay in children that have been abused or neglected, so we want to catch them up to where they'll be able to thrive and succeed in a public education setting.
Last Monday, Megan took advantage of the quiet to give a quick tour. The largest room, the cafeteria, would normally be bustling.
Lots of kids playing, yelling, just a normal, you know, preschool environment. As you can see, this is our cafeteria. We do all of our meals family style. A lot of the children don't eat like that at home. They're in front of a TV or, you know, not at a traditional family meal. So we do try to, work with the kids on that and, family conversations and whatever a normal family would do, table manners.
All of the meals, breakfast, lunch, and snacks are created in the on-site kitchen donated by Tyson Foods. More than 40 children can come to Children's House any normal school day. Children's House is not a shelter. The children attending have been through a court or DHS process before arriving. They may be living with their parents, other relatives, or with foster parents. The atmosphere is not unlike any other preschool facility. The rooms have art supplies and costumes for pretend play. There is a full library, and each child takes a book home each month. There are 3 age-appropriate outdoor playgrounds, 1 indoor play area. But because these children have been neglected or abused, there are other features, including on-site therapy.
That could be occupational therapy, speech therapy, physical therapy, counseling. We have all the therapists and counselors here.
Under this roof?
Yes, all in the same building. So they don't have to go anywhere. Their parents or caregivers aren't having to take them to another location. Everything is here. It's the same people. It's a stable environment for them that they're, you know, not getting, they see the same people every day.
Each of the classrooms is designed to avoid overstimulation. Each has a designated safe area a child can seek out if feeling scared or overwhelmed. There is also a room set aside for children with sensory processing issues.
I'll get ready for a light show.
This light show is very gentle. Little beams of star-like illumination slowly dancing on a wall. Children can rest in the beanbag chairs and
the therapist will play games with them where they follow one light. A lot of the kids will name certain lights. And then we have some children that aren't good at taking naps just because that's where their abuse had occurred, in their bedroom or whatever. So they're not as comfortable yet with taking naps. So they'll come in here and just relax, and they're not disturbing their fellow classmates while they're taking naps.
Children's House serves children in Benton and Washington counties. Abused and neglected children can come to the Springdale campus from as far away as Lincoln or Pea Ridge. Transportation is provided by Medicaid. In fact, all of the services at Children's House are offered free to the families. Megan Cuddy says that means there have to be plenty of partnerships.
$62.50 per day for each kid that comes here for all the services. We don't charge the families for that. All services are provided for free to the child and to that family. So it adds up quick. So we do get some community grants, state and federal grants, but that does not even come close to covering the costs of, you know, the operations for these wonderful teachers, counselors, therapists. So we're, lucky to live in such a great community that the community has helped us, and we just need that continued support.
In all, EOA Children's House has 9 early childhood education classrooms and 10 rooms for therapy in what the center says is the country's largest center designed exclusively for long-term early childhood abuse treatment and prevention. The youngest children attending Children's House are 18 months old. When the building was constructed, there was the idea that even younger abused and neglected children could someday be accommodated. During the tour, Megan stopped by a toddler room she says could be used in the future for even younger children.
So we'd like to start serving children as young as 6 weeks. But as you can see, there's changing tables, and it was outfitted to serve babies. But right now, toddlers are in it, so it's a nice, fun little toddler room.
Megan Cuddy is the Director of Development for EOA's Children's House in Springdale. Friday night, Children's House will host their 12th annual Summer Salsa fundraiser at the Town Center in downtown Fayetteville. In the interest of full disclosure, I'll be serving as MC for that event. You can learn more about EOA's Children's House at their website, childrenshousenwa.org. This is Ozarks at Large.